More Christian Moral Subjectivity and Abuse. As you can see, I really had to respond to this post by a Christian. Listen to this.
You are an atheist. In such a world, there are only brute facts which are ruled by chance. There is no intent, design, purpose, or evil in the world. There's just a cold, empty universe that will one day die out. You are outraged at God for not giving you help when you felt that you needed it, but you are making a moral pronouncement that carries no weight given your assumptions about the world. All moral judgments are just subjective, personal pronouncements, and let's face it. In such a world as atheism, what does it matter if we kill, murder, and hate? We are just another animal, aren't we?
Okay. Comments like this are exactly what keeps me fighting every day to promote the morality of individualism. Christians like this can only see the world in terms of a Warner Brothers cartoon. These kind of people want to beat you down and take away your moral autonomy. Don't ever let them get away with it. You are an individual and your thoughts are not monitored by any being.
You are an atheist. In such a world, there are only brute facts which are ruled by chance. There is no intent, design, purpose, or evil in the world.
The statement illustrates the judgment of the world, life, and nature by morally subjective Christians. It is a straw man argument. This is what he believes about the world, not me, not anyone I know with any sense. Facts cannot be brute. That is his judgment, not mine. As far as no intent or design in the world, well, that's nonsense. Has he never seen a painting or heard a song, marveled at a building or a beautiful suit? No design, indeed. Here he attempts to trick you into thinking that without a God, you have nothing. Don't accept the lie. You have other people, your values, the things you love.
All moral judgments are just subjective, personal pronouncements, and let's face it, in such a world as atheism, what does it matter if we kill, murder, and hate?
Again, this is what he believes. We don't have to. What kind of a person cannot find any earthly, factual reason not to kill and hate? If he seriously doesn't know why he shouldn't hate, save for going to hell, then he apparently needs to learn a few facts about his religion. I'd like to ask Anonymous, what penalties would you as a Christian pay for murder? Think about it for a second. He would, of course, have no penalties at all. He has no moral incentive. However, he wants you to forget something called the world. In the world, every action causes another action. If you murdered someone, would everyone else you live with simply ignore it? Conversely, if there is no earthly, factual reason not to murder, there is also no reason not to allow yourself to be murdered. Anonymous, again, I want to ask you, is there any reason why I shouldn't kill you? If you can't think of any reason you wouldn't enjoy being raped, dismembered, or murdered, you are worse off than I thought. Can anyone else think of any earthly, non-religious reason why you would not want to be raped, disemboweled, and murdered? How about your children? This is why morality is not simply a matter of belief. You are not imprisoned in the subjective judgments of Christian belief. It's called cause and effect. You wouldn't have morality without it, and you can't have morality if a being interferes with cause and effect, such as a God. There is no morality in Christianity because there is no making moral choices. There is only obey through fear. Enjoy your autonomy. Thanks for listening. To hear more, visit me at hellboundalley.blogspot.com. That's hellboundalley, A-double-L-triple-E.